Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio, welcome to the second and final hour of the program. My name is Lukom Kwedi-Phuthi, and I'm back with you once again on the second hour. I did make a promise that right about now we'd be talking to Karabo Ramoko. Karabo is a leadership coach, a facilitator, and a speaker with a background as a strategic marketing manager in the financial services industry, and she's the founder of Cocoon Coaching, a boutique firm focused on helping people grow with purpose and impact. Now, Karabo is a married mom of three, two sons and a daughter. And this year she launched From Father to Son, a legacy journal that helps fathers pass on wisdom, values and life lessons through intentional conversations. I'm not going to say much, but I'll welcome Karabo in. Welcome, Karabo.
Hi, Loko. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Welcome in, Karabo. And I think oftentimes when one thinks of fathers, sons, my mind personally, I don't know about someone else, runs to this must be a male author.
That is a very safe assumption. Very safe assumption.
Why is that so?
It is so because, I mean, if you are a boy and you expect somebody to teach you on how to be a man, your mom's not going to be first or top of mind, right? So you're going to expect a dad. So, yeah, I totally understand that.
Oh, man. Now, let's start here, Karabo. Father to son. What is it all about? What encouraged you to write this journal? And I'm thinking, journal. Why a journal and not like a general book? What's the difference even?
What would have been lovely is if I said to you one day I was sitting in a strategic session and then I decided, but that's not how it worked out. So one evening, literally going to bed, I got a prompt in my spirit to write two or three sort of like lessons or something attached to all letters of the alphabet. So A, accountability in Africa, B, da da da. And I just literally pulled whatever I could find in my drawer. I wrote and scribbled and put it away and went to bed. The next morning when I woke up, I really felt the Holy Spirit saying, this is going to be for a journal for dads to sons. And I do not go and write in that thing, or in the journal rather, and say, this is how you become a dad or this is how you should be a dad. But rather, this is a platform or a vehicle that dads can use to do that for their children. So if you think about it, I always use my personal stories because that's easier. My dad, I was very close to my father, but around about 20, 21, at that the age that I was at the time, my brother was in matric, my sister was in grade 7, my dad left. My own husband himself has never met his father. And so he is raising two boys himself, and really what God has really done for both of us, other men in the community came in. I remember my pastor's dad coming and calling me like my dad used to call me, like, Karabo, my girl. And I was like, yo, okay. And another, before we even met, he was in a different church. Uncle Ian came into his life. He's still in our lives now. He's in his 80s. And he said, my boy, my God has asked me to be your dad. And we've had all those different influences of dads that have taught us things that obviously our own earthly fathers kind of failed to do. And we are saying, here's a journal that you can use as a dad to capture the things that you want to tell your child. So let's say as a dad, you want to teach them about salvation. You want to teach them about starting a business. You want to teach them about anything that is necessary, how to treat your wife, how to approach your girl. And here's something that can capture those things. Because a lot of times what I've seen is new dads who think about that. Like, I've got this new person. I want to teach them everything. And 2-year-old can understand that. But you can take that and say, from the day your wife tells you it's a boy, write down, I want to tell you about how I felt when I found out it was a boy. I want to tell you how I felt when we almost lost you. I want to tell you how I felt when you first fell and da-da-da. These are the things I want to teach you. And imagine filling this journal with all of these things that no other man can ever give to your son the way you can do it. So that's the whole thing behind this thing. It will contain gems and just absolutely priceless things that you can hand over to your son. And the beauty of it is then they can hand it over to another generation. I can imagine my boys, when they're starting to be dads, you know, when they go and read, they're like, oh, my dad was scared when they were expecting me, even me, you know, so this is normal.
Yeah.
That's the kind of testimonies. I'm probably not going to live to hear most of them, but that's the testimonies that I'm hoping for.
But tell me, Karabo, why generally the focus on boys and not girls? Has the Holy Spirit nudged you about the girls, or are we still waiting for that one?
I haven't even questioned that. I really have not questioned that. Even in writing, the next one is called Captured, but it's again dads to daughters. And I think we were actually chatting about it earlier with a friend around the whole thing of identity. A very big chunk of our identity comes from our dads, you know.
That's true.
I don't know if you've picked this up. I remember at first I laughed. I used to go, these people, they, you know, on Kumbile Kaya, for instance, or any show that talks about issues around fatherlessness, where they say, when I went to see, you know, because I don't have my dad in my life, things are not going right. So from a spiritual perspective, there's something that is released by dads that is of identity that I don't think, and I don't really believe that us as moms have got the capacity to do that. And I know someone might be sitting there going, okay, but, you know, my dad died or my dad is not in my life. So then what? Yes, we do, Father. We do have Father, Lord God for that. And he does bring community around us to help us with those things, the practical stuff, the spiritual things. God has had his own way of depositing those things. But back to your question. There's just that thing of identity and knowing who you are or whose you are. You know, in the African culture, which is obviously not what we subscribe to from a place of who our father is. There's that thing of a child needs to be known by their paternal side in order to be really known. You know, so there is something deep in there. And I think it's a nice conversation to have with dads and in the community to say, what do you understand about this? And what has the Lord deposited into your heart? I don't think that I would have, but the Lord just really nudged this into my heart the way he did.
So who would you say you're really targeting with this journal? Is it the hearts of the dads towards the sons, or of the sons towards the dads, or is it a two-way thing? Also, we're here. The moms are here as well. Are we to sit in the background, or is there a place for us in understanding this dynamic?
I'm going to start with the last one, the last part of the question. Do we sit in the background? No. I'll tell you why. Here I am, Karabo, a female who wrote this book. The two ladies from the publishing company, or the people, the publishers, are all female. The person who connected me and you, female. The designer of the journal, female. That shows us that there's a role that we play together as mom and dad in the lives of our children. That unification and me as a mom, you know, I found myself often saying to my husband, please talk to your son about this. Please go. Or like when they hit that age, 12, 13, I've got a 19-year-old and an 11-year-old. And the 11-year-old now needs to start saying, this morning his shoes were not polished. And I said, what did dad say to you? And even though I was saying it, the authority and the mantle that comes with dad was felt in that moment. Right?
Couldn't agree more.
Exactly. So then, if we then go back to who are we targeting, it's really all dads. So whether you are like Uncle Ian, who stepped into my husband's life, or Uncle Chris, who stepped into my life, and the different other people who played that role, if you feel the weight and the authority that comes with the dad to somebody else, and you believe there's something that God wants you to impart, then this is it. This is for you. For sons, this is something that they can read. And they can then say, okay, cool, what do I need to then pass on to my son? But if I can say, the primary target is the fathers who've got sons, whether they are yours biologically or otherwise, they're something that we are called to pass on to our children, whether it's manners or behaviors or things like that, that they need to know in order to take part in life as responsible adults. This is a book that can allow you to do that. So, I mean, you might have a dad that is by law, by circumstance, separated from their son. Here's an opportunity for you to, whilst you are working in another country or another plant or wherever it is, you can be writing these things. And one of my favorite stories is of a son when his dad, when he came of age, they were from a very rich family, and he expected a key, a car key for his birthday, a luxury. And when his dad presented him with a Bible, he walked out and never spoke to his dad again. Years later, when he opened this Bible, it was the Bible, but there was a car key inside.
Sure.
So, kind of vibe where we're saying, what is the keys that you want to give to your child? What are those keys that are going to help them open up the secret things of life that only a dad is able to unlock, or only a dad. There's dads who are divorced. Maybe I think this is fresh in my memory because I went to my friend's dad's memorial a couple of weeks ago, and the brother came up and he said, my dad never sat us down and taught us stuff. We followed in his footsteps. I don't go on Friday with friends because I watched my dad do it this way. So, and when they opened, their mom was in the room, and the pastor said, your kids wanted me to tell you that throughout, after the divorce, their father never said a bad word about you.
Oh, man.
You know, if you do, you have to wait till then, or can you take an opportunity to write those things? Because to teach your children those things, man, that's all. But my heart about this thing is, let's put those things that our kids need to take in a place of stillness, and to be able to say, sure. You know, sometimes, I mean, you'll know it as you get older and become a parent. It's like, I didn't understand this until now.
But now it makes so much sense.
So much sense that bread disappears after you put it in a bread. When you got children. No, because you're living it and you start praying that. You're like, why don't they just put a revolving door in the fridge? So those kind of things to share, you know, even jokes. Small, you know, stories about their grandfathers. I know with my pastor, his dad, his grandfather, when he died, one of the things he inherited from his dad when he died was medals. So you can even put the stories of the medals in there. You can put the stories of, you know, some of us, we are second generation Christians. This is how I got to know Jesus. And these are the things we went through. These are the things we broke over our lives. You know, I mean, right now, even as you're growing, my husband and I are in the process of planting a church. As we pray in the evening or in dreams, God shows us things we need to break. Sometimes it's good, write it down to say, you know what, we were coming from Freemasonries and we broke that. But if you see this, then continue praying into breaking in that ground for your family. So there's so much that one can put in there.
Sure. You know, as you're speaking, Karabo, in my mind, something dropped, you know. You're talking to fathers and moms, and you're speaking about how, you know, the dad actually said, at your friend's dad's funeral, and how they said, you know, the dad never said anything ill about the mom. And I was talking to somebody recently, and he said, look, all we've got to do is love and exist with our children without really mentioning the other parent, because ultimately that squabble is between the parents and never the children. So they are never supposed to be filled in on any of the conversations to begin with. You know, and so as you spoke, I thought that's really beautiful, because it doesn't mean he never had anything to say about her. I'm not saying he did have negative things to say, but for him, his relationship was just about him and his children. And that's where it stopped.
That's where it stopped. His relationship, his responsibility, his, you know, honor as a man, you know, because sometimes we do forget that we call to be honorable. And sure, I agree with that thing, especially not even just with dads or our partners, even family members. I mean, there's stories and drama that comes with, you know, my mom's not speaking to aunties banbani. No, you should never put that onto your children. You are not getting with your parents. You withhold your children from them. There is a blessing and a presence that that grandparents bring into their children's lives that we could never bring them. And so you learn those things again, unfortunately, because they're not written somewhere. You learn them by experience, and it hurts. Thankfully, God redeems.
Oh, absolutely beautiful. I think the most important thing, Karabo, because I'm not going to let you go just like that, my lovey. If I want to get my hands on this journal, and I think, I don't know if I'm speaking out of turn, I think moms as well can kind of get these, perhaps for their sons as well. How do we get our hands on the journal? And also, I love asking this one. Should we look up for you somewhere around the country? Any tours happening?
Yo, Lucinda is going to kill me. I don't know. I haven't really felt the push to do tours because I don't know. It will come. But for now, no. But in terms of getting the journal, we're trying to get it onto Amazon now, and it's not there yet. So if you're looking to get a copy, 072-874-4374, just drop me a note. You can just say journal. It's 200 rands, and then we put it anywhere in the country for about 49 rands. Oh, sorry. So it comes down to a total of about 250. If you are in Gauteng or around Krugersdorp, I'm very happy for meetups as well. So if there's a couple of you or your friends and you want to buy, maybe come together, because then I can send three or four in one poodle. Then you just reduce your costs, because, you know, times are hard.
Times are hard. Karabo, thank you so much, my dearest, for really seeing that gap. And, you know, they say speaking out of turn, for acting out of turn, as society would say, because, hey, you aren't a dad or a son for that matter.
This is what positive delela ring.
Karabo, thank you so much, my dearest. Have a lovely afternoon further. In fact, we're heading to the evening. Have a great evening.
You too. Have a blessed one.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.